Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
And a very good evening to everybody, and always thank you so much for taking the time, guys, to join Michael Kay and I tonight. Michael, it has been a while since we have been on the air. Have you finally sort of dug out of the snow and the ice, and you're back, right?
I'm back, absolutely. The snow has, I still have snow and everything, but I'm telling you, it was a brutal winter here in Bear, Delaware. You had the same kind of weather, though.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys know pretty much all of us on the entire East Coast, and as well as in the Midwest, got a lot of snow. And it seems like it started, and then all of a sudden, I mean, it started coming down like crazy. I mean, it was just all this sort of foolishness that goes on with the snow. But, of course, in D.C. and also other places around the U.S., we like to do snowball fights to try to at least make it palatable for us if, in fact, we do have to deal with it. But, guys, Michael and I are so happy that we're back. This is the longest vacation, MK, that we have actually taken in years.
Yes, the last day we were on the air was for our Christmas show on the 22nd, and, you know, I will have to say I enjoyed every minute of the time off, but, you know, it's not really even time off because we're always working on the next season, so I'm thrilled to go ahead and bring you some information of guests that we have lined up for the coming season. I think you'll be thrilled, Vic.
Yeah, I know, and you're right. Although you and I are off, we would never, ever, ever off. And speaking of that being off, because we are always working, the show is always on the air, because you guys know you can download it free on iTunes as well as Blog Talk Radio. So actually, just our last 10 episodes, we had 4,223 people, Michael, who were very kind enough to download some of our shows. So I just wanted to thank them, and then thank the over 104,000 people that looked at our profile. And then we've got another over 140,000 people that have been listening to the show since we have been off the air. So, again, I just want to say thank you, Michael, and I always appreciate our regular listeners and our followers and also new people that have come to At Home with Victoria. But, MK, with that said, we've got some really big announcements to make on the show tonight. I'm going to shut up and stop talking because I think you should make your announcement first.
Well, pardon me, some of you may also know that actually, when was it? It was three Wednesdays ago where I got a message from the National Press Club, and actually they've accepted me as one of their members. So I'm now officially a member of the National Press Club in Washington. So, Vic, I mean, I'd have to thank you for sponsoring me, but I got my little card in the mail, and I'll tell you, it really does make me feel like I'm included, or
yeah.
I can't describe the feeling. It's the prestige behind it, and just knowing the amount of talent that has walked that hall and the history behind the National Press Club, I'm absolutely honored, and I want to thank Allison for approving my membership, even though, because Allison was the one who took us around for the private membership, and I know that doesn't cut any water, but it was a really wonderful way to start the new year, actually. So, National Press Club, I'm here and I'm not going anywhere, and I'm going to visit them. They have some fantastic, fantastic seminars coming up that, Vic, we have to attend. So, yes, that's my big announcement. That and my birthday. I turned 45 this year, so I'm officially an old fart, but I'm now a member of the National Press Club old fart, which actually cuts some water, so I'm really proud of
that. I don't know about all that, but with that said, I do feel like that we need to give you a clap now that you are an official member of the National Press Club.
Yeah. Woo!
It's always something about that sound that really makes me happy when we get to play it on At Home with Victoria. But, Michael, I know that's great because it was me that had to sponsor Michael to be to actually, you know, submit his information to become a member of the National Press Club. And I remember when you were filling out the paperwork, he was so nervous. And I was like, you're going to be fine. I said, I'm telling you, you're doing really good stuff. You know, you've got all this good information. And, you know, you're the type of person that I know that the National Press Club in D.C. would want. So don't worry about it. But you definitely still have had those butterflies. And I went through the exact same thing when I became a member. And I've been a member there for quite some time now. But, you know, you kind of like, know that they're looking at you, you know, they're reading every single thing, they're looking at shows that you've done, and they really do take it quite serious there at the press club.
Oh, no. I mean, my hand was shaking filling out the membership form, number one, and yes, number two, knowing that everything I put up on YouTube, everything I've went ahead and done with the show is now under scrutiny. And I thought, well, you know how I can get with a little Chardonnay once in a while. But when I got the email, it was just I honest to God, I was floating on air for the entire day. So it was something very good, something that wouldn't have happened if I wouldn't have met you. So I do thank you, a radio wife.
Well, you are more than welcome. And of course, I remember that day. It was really special because I was headed to upstate. Not New York, Vermont, for a ski trip, and you said, turn on your phone, I need to talk to you. And
I was so livid at you because you had your phone off, and I wanted to go ahead and tell you, I must have phoned your phone about 9 or 15 times, and I thought, well, I'll text you, and then, like I said, your phone was off and stuff like that. It wasn't until 9 o'clock at night where she finally calls me, and she says, oh, my God, what happened? Oh, my God, by then, of course, the excitement had subsided a little bit, but, oh, I wanted to punch you so hard for turning off your phone. It was not even funny.
I know. Well, I'm very happy, and of course, I was just, you know, overcome with joy for that. But again, congratulations to you on that. And again,
thanks.
It really is well deserved. I mean, the amount of work that you've put in for At Home with Victoria, the amount of work that you do for artists across the U.S. and not even the U.S., Canada, overseas, all over the place. You know, so you really, really do deserve it. But you know what that means? That means that now you're going to have to go to all these wonderful seminars, bring all this information and technology and what you learned back at Home with Victoria and work even harder.
I'm proud to do it. I will rise to the occasion. But let's go a little bit to your information, too, because I'm very, very thrilled about it. Vic will be joining the Seabreeze FM team with Stu Frith for International Connection. How did that whole thing happen, Vic? Because I'm so thrilled by it.
I know. It's just absolutely crazy. So it was TJ Way, and TJ is actually someone that I met through you.
Through Shelley.
Through Shelley Rand. Yeah, you guys, if you follow Michael and I, you guys know Shelley Rand. She's always on our show, really, really big supporter. So it was somehow through TJ. So Stu kind of saw me through TJ. I wrote a post on her wall, and he added me in to realize that I was a broadcast and we had a lot of stuff in common. So he sort of randomly inboxed me one day saying, hey, you should come on my show, or you should do a show or do some news or something like that. So I actually think Stu thought that I would say no, and I actually said yes. So he's probably thinking, holy shit, I can't believe this way you said yes. So that was really how it started. So the show is called International Connection, and we actually kick it off this coming Tuesday. So in America, it's Tuesday at 3 o'clock if you're a Kiwi in New Zealand. It's actually Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. And basically, I really will have the opportunity to talk about American news, current events, and also entertainment. And as I say to Stu, we can kind of poke fun a little bit at each other's cultures, like, you know, how they drive on the wrong side of the road over there in New Zealand. And I really need to ask Stu about this little kiwi bird. Have you seen their, the little kiwi bird over there?
I have not.
Yeah, so it's a really funny-looking bird. It's like, it's really like fat in the middle, like a ball, and it's got this long beak. So I've got to give him crap over this little kiwi bird that they have.
Oh, I
there.
Thought you meant kiwi as in the fruit.
No.
It's actually a bird.
I think now I'm getting nervous because I guess I better make sure I Google this before. Stu, if you're listening, can you make sure you inbox me and we get this together before we get on the air next week? But the kiwi fruit is really, really good, too, besides all those seeds that get inside your mouth. So I'm really excited about that, and we've been posting about that. And then the coolest part, Michael, you saw, we're getting a lot of media attention for the show as well.
Yeah, I saw the write-up in the Georgetown Patch, and those know the Georgetown Patch is a very reputable online publication.
Yeah.
So getting a mention in that is, you know, kudos to you, little lady.
I know. And then I contacted the U.S. Embassy in Wellington, which is not far from where Stu's station is, and they actually said that they'll be listening on Wednesday there as well. But we've got some audio because Gwen Redding, a really good friend of mine, is doing The Voice, as well as Bill. And you guys know Bill because Bill has done voiceover work for us, Michael, as well. So I wanted to play a little bit of it. Michael, my goodness, there's so many songs that we have in here.
I know. Yeah, I've got it queued up right here. This is the Seabreeze Open featuring Gwen Redding. So back with At Home with Victoria in 20 seconds. Don't go away.
Good morning, New Zealand, and good afternoon, America. It's time for an international connection with Stu and Victoria. Time to get the dish on American news, entertainment, and current events. Here's Stu and Victoria.
She's got such a smooth voice, that Gwen.
I know. Gwen Redding is awesome. And if you guys don't know who she is a radio personality and professional announcer out of Atlanta, Georgia. She works at a jazz station there. And in fact, she was one of my mentors, though, when I started out in the television business. Of course, Michael, we won't say how long ago that was, but Gwen was someone who actually helped me. And we've got another one, and the next one is Bill, right?
Yeah, Bill Baum coming up right here. He did the open today, so this is Bill Baum for the Seabreeze Open.
New Zealand and America, it's time for your international connection with Stu and Victoria. American journalist Victoria Gaither brings you the latest in news and entertainment. Plus, you never know what Stu will say on air. So let's get started or listen live at SeabreezeFM.com. Stu, Victoria.
That man's got a voice, too, I tell you.
I know. Yeah, Bill, you hear Bill's voice and you think, wow, what in the world? And Bill, you guys, listen, I don't care what part of the U.S. you live in. If you have a radio or a television or even the Internet now, you have heard Bill's voice. I mean, Bill does all the national ads and commercials and stuff, and he's just a really, really, really nice guy. So what do you think? I like them.
I like them both, and I may have to mention, this is not tooting my own horn, but this is just my absolute thrill, but the music behind Bill Baum's opening, I actually created through Samplitude Music Studio, the greatest piece of software that I discovered on my computer. I didn't even know I had it on there, but it's a really easy way to make music, I tell you. But yeah, no, both of those are fantastic. So I take it Stu is just going to rotate between them both,
yeah.
I guess, for the open, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. But let's hear yours.
Yes, I did a little in between. This is what they'll play in between their segments and everything. And again, made with Samplitude Music Studio.
Good morning, New Zealand. I'm Michael Kay, entertainment co-host for At Home with Victoria on the Blog Talk Radio Network in America. While I'm sipping my coffee in the morning, I like to listen to International Connection with Stu and Victoria, only on Seabreeze FM.
I tell you,
I
don't know, not bad, right?
Yeah, it's great. And in fact, I had the chance to hear you live myself on Seabreeze, and I was so excited. I was like, oh, I know him, I know him. It was really, really very, very exciting. But listen, you guys, Michael and I have the information inside the chat room, so make sure you check out at SeabreezeFM.com. And, you know, even if you're not going to listen to International Connection, and, of course, I can't imagine why you would not listen to the show. Stu plays some really, really good music there. He's got some really good DJs. And last thing I want to mention about Stu, this Saturday for them, he's having a party there in New Zealand at the radio station. They're celebrating, Michael, 10 years of service to the Himatini Beach community in which he serves down there. So I'm excited for them. And I'll get a chance to Skype in and say hello and mention a few things about International Connection. So that should be very, very cool.
Absolutely. And another thing about Stu is a very big advocate for indie music. So anybody out there that wants to get their music heard on Seabreeze FM, go ahead and shoot me a line at homewithvictoria@yahoo.com. And we're going to be sharing artists back and forth, which is very, very exciting. It's nice to have our artists actually have the opportunity to be heard also in New Zealand. So I'm thrilled about that. He's a great guy. I can't wait to meet him in person.
Yep, he is. He is definitely a great guy. He is the best. But now we need to switch and talk about our show at Home with Victoria. You've been very busy. You've got, an incredible lineup.
Yeah, I'm really thrilled, actually, this season. Again, each year, at Home with Victoria, it gets easier to get guests coming on. So I'm going to start off the new season lineup with my good friend Steve Silverman sent me this email about a new web series called Beverly Pills. It's from Filthy Martini Productions, which, of course, I would have to go ahead and check it out with that kind of production team behind it. But it's coming out March 10th in 2014. It's a new web series following Scarlett Davis and her transformation from socialite to the most powerful prescription pill dealer Beverly Hills has ever seen. It's written by Louis Bustamante and Ginger Parker. Ginger Parker plays the lead role. She's hilarious. You can go ahead and check out one of the trailers, actually, at www.beverlypills, that's with a P, theseries.com. It's absolutely hilarious. And, of course, if Steve Silverman likes it, Vic, you know,
yeah.
We got to like it, too. So
he likes it, yeah.
Easy to do it.
Well,
then
listen,
coming up,
listen,
too, is
before,
sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Before you go to the next one, I just wanted to mention this because I think Mika Watkins, she's a nursing student, and she probably is like, hurry up and mention this, Victoria Michael. I've got to get out of here. But Mika, you know very well. Mika is a nursing student, a very, very big supporter of At Home with Victoria. And also, she's an incredible bartender. I happened to mention to her in an inbox, hey, you should really do a blog maybe on a Friday or Saturday and mention something about, like, your favorite drink and how to make it. So she's actually going to do that, and you and I are going to have her on the show when she kicks off her blog. I don't know what she's going to call it, but I just wanted to get her in there really quick because I know she's got all of her homework for nursing and stuff that she's got to do. But she and all of her friends there in Carolina, she's originally from D.C., are just incredible people, and I just wanted to thank her and all of the nursing community down there for all the great work that they will do in the future in helping sick people. So, all right, I'm done. You go.
No problem. And, a blog with drink recipes, that just makes perfect sense, quite frankly. she sent me a couple of them. I thought, I'm going to try these ones. But, yeah, check out Mika. But then we have Mr. Sam Harris. Victoria, do you remember the show Star Search?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely. Well, Sam Harris was the original winner of Star Search in its premiere season. Since then, he's gone on to, he's a singer-songwriter. He's an actor on Broadway. He's a film and television star, director and producer. He's been in such productions on Broadway as Grease, The Life, Joseph and the Amazing, Technicolor Dreamcoat, The Producers, Jesus Christ Superstar, Cabaret, Hair, Pippin, The Broadway Man,
yes.
And he's now written a book called Ham Slices of Life, which actually dropped in January of this year. The New Yorker calls it New Yorker worthy, and it contains 16 humorous stories and messages about friendship, celebrity, growing up, and getting sober. So I'm thrilled to have him on the show, and if you have a chance, check him out on YouTube, Sam Harris. He does a fantastic rendition of Bridge Over Troubled Water. He's been on Oprah. He's been on talk shows like crazy. He's just a fantastic talent, and I'm thrilled to have him on. You're going to love him.
Now, did you post his link? Because I know you've been a very busy bee on your fan page on Facebook. So did you post the link on there?
Yeah, I posted the Bridge Over Troubled Water song, and then it's a cross-link to his website. Not his website, but his Facebook page, Sam Harris. Go ahead and check it out in there. Again, I just can't believe we got him. But then, again, coming out of California, we have Old Dogs and New Tricks, a web series actually now entering its third season. Leon Accord Whiting is writing it. It's basically about sex life for gay men as they face the 50s. Now, I had to go ahead and do that because I'm facing my 50s, and I thought, well, let's go ahead and maybe they can give me some tips and pointers. But you can watch Nathan Brand Muscles and Ross stumble through the middle age in an alternative universe called West Hollywood. It's really kitschy. It's very funny. They've got some great people coming up. Actually, Mo Gaffney is rumored to go ahead and star in one of the brand new episodes coming up this season, but definitely worth checking out. You can check it out at www.olddogsnewtricks.com. another Steve Silverman recommendation. He's actually going to be at Hot as Hell this August in Palm Springs as one of the guest people there.
You know, that's something different. I'm glad you mentioned that, because normally that award ceremony, and we've been to many times in New York ourselves to cover it for At Home with Victoria, normally takes place in New York. But Roger, they're doing it this year in California, right?
Yeah, they're doing the Indie Soap Awards.
The Indie Soap Awards. I'm sorry, that's what I was referring to, yeah.
Yeah, no problem. The Indie Soap Awards, this year are in Los Angeles, which unfortunately I can't make, which is going to be the very first year in 5 years I haven't been there. So I'm going to miss seeing all my friends. But, however, they'll get along without me.
Yeah.
Coming up now, we have – huh?
No, I was going to say, of course they'll be able to make it through life without you from that award ceremony.
Well, I'd like to think that they won't, but of course they will, because we know that definitely ain't that important. But then this summer, actually, my friend Bob Dineen and I were able to go ahead and catch out Sybil Brunchen. She does a gay bingo at Cowgirls in Lower Manhattan and stuff. But Sybil Brunchen is a New York icon when it comes to drag. She has performed at places like the Limelight, Area, Danceteria, Saint, Twilo, the Roxy, Studio 54, and the Palladium. She had a couple of television series actually run in the Midwest, which, you know, back in the day, her wearing a dress in the Midwest, having her own talk show called La Maison, was very, very edgy. But she is super charming. She has a field of stories from old New York, and just an absolute brilliant comedian. So I'm thrilled that she's going to be joining us this year. You should have came to that gay bingo. I mean, the prizes were like a mustache comb and a hot dog scented, air freshener and stuff like that. But her banter in between, Vic, I mean, it's lovely. And she's still doing it now in New York. So one day we're going to go down to the Cowgirl.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely have to do that. And it's always amazing, because you and I get so many invitations to visit shows and to visit different organizations and people. And, you know, literally – one of these days we will have the time to go do all of this. But, yeah, I do remember you doing that, because I think I saw an interview with that and I wasn't able to be there. But, that definitely sounds awesome. And, you know, I just wanted to mention, just because it's on my television and my eyes are looking at it right now, I just wanted to mention the Olympics, because you have a guest coming on who's going to talk about the Olympics and Sochi and Russia and not, you know, having the issue with gays and all the nonsense that's been taking place surrounding that. But I did want to just mention, you know, a big shout-out to all of the American athletes. And since you're Canadian, I know you want to say a shout-out to your fellow Canadian athletes out there.
Absolutely. Very, very proud of all the goals that Canada has actually done. And I'm glad you brought that up, because coming on the show, too, is also Michael Lucas. Michael Lucas is more known for adult films. He's a pornographic actor, director, and he's actually American, Russian, and Israeli all at the same time, but primarily Russia. Now, he writes columns for The Advocate, Huffington Post, and Pink News, but he actually made a lot of ripples in the water, basically calling out Putin for the horrendous treatment of the GLBT community. There's one documentary called The Hunted, and it is basically a group called Occupy Pedophilia will go ahead and surf social media sites and basically, you know, attract a young gay male or young gay female, mostly males, and coerce them to join them in a hotel room or a house, and then basically either beat the crap out of them or socially humiliate them and then videotape it and then put that back up on social media. So these people end up going ahead losing their jobs, being alienated from their families, and the government there and the police force are not doing anything about it. So he'll be joining us to go ahead and comment exactly what the situation is and if the situation is going to get worse after the Sochi Olympics. I think right now the world is looking at Sochi and they're kind of behaving themselves, but boy, when those lights go down, I think you're going to have a whole different party on your hands. So Michael Lucas joining us, too. He's also the CEO of Lucas Entertainment, but thrilled to have him on.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, and I'm glad that I happened to sort of look up. I was so buried in the monitor at that moment to see the Olympics that we were able to mention that and talk about that. But are we almost out of time? Do we have a few more minutes? Because I wanted
We got 6 minutes left. I got two more people. Jack Plotnick will be going ahead and joining us now. If you've watched television in the last 20 years, you've seen Jack Plotnick. He's been every waiter, every bellboy, every concierge. He basically did a great movie called Girls Will Be Girls, which I absolutely fell in love with him there. He's the guy on the Chex Mix commercial that dons the boring bag if you have anything. But he's been on everything from Reno 911, Forever Fabulous, Dad's Criminal Minds, The Mentalist and stuff. He is the hardest working man in Hollywood right now, and he'll be joining us to go ahead and tell us exactly what it takes to be a continued working actor in Hollywood, because he's everywhere and he's doing really well. But thrilled to have him on. And lastly but not leastly, we have Ronnie Kroll. There was a series called Make Me a Supermodel. I think it only ran for, I believe it's one season. It could have ran for two, but Ronnie Kroll was the runner-up in that. And since then, he has been in film and television. He's worked out his body, Victoria. He did a play in Spread and Play Girl, and not showing anything really, but my God, the man has bulked up and looking fantastic. But more importantly, he has founded the Friend Movement with a friend of his. And basically, the Friend Movement inspires people to prevent bullying by enabling them to be a better friend, providing entertaining and educational resources, and cultivating global partnerships. And it's making its way around the world. It's a fantastic organization, and I think in a world of everybody right now getting so angry, global friendship isn't a bad idea. So Ronnie Kroll will be joining us, and many, many more, but I don't want to give away all my tricks. So those are the guys we're going to go ahead and start with this season on Ed Helms Victoria. Thrilled.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a great lineup, and I wanted to mention, I won't go into detail because I kind of focused on Stu and Seabreeze this evening, that I have a couple of chefs lined up to come on, and also a couple of authors that have got some books out. One in particular is connected with the Oprah Winfrey Show, and it was very cool because her folks inboxed me, the lady that does press, and says, "Hey, I love At Home with Victoria. I've got this woman who has a book out, and I think she'll make a really good fit." So that was really cool to get someone sort of connected to the one and only Oprah Winfrey to inbox At Home with Victoria. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I do want to mention, Stu, if you are out there listening, and I hope that you are, I think you are, I know that I'm supposed to be with you guys at 10 o'clock tonight to Skype, so I will make sure that I am there at 10 o'clock. But Michael, it's been a great show, and again, congratulations on your time with the National Press Club. Mika has been very kind to leave us tonight in the chat room with a drink, Sex on the Beach, which sounds fantastic to me, Hawaiian Sex on the Beach. She says it is 1 ounce of rum, 1 ounce of coconut rum, 1 ounce of peach schnapps, 1 ounce of pineapple juice. She says fill your glass with ice, layer your ingredients, cover and shape, garnish with an orange slice and cherry, and she says, enjoy. So, Mika, thank you so much for our – actually, I think that should be the official drink for At Home with Victoria. Don't you think so?
I think, too, especially without the sand, because Sex on the Beach is not as comfortable as most people think about. But congratulations to you and Stu on International Connection to Victoria. That'll be premiering on February 25th, Tuesday, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon American time, on Wednesday at 8 o'clock Kiwi time.
Kiwi time. But anyway, so you pick a song, because we always play a song to end the show. And you and I are back on the air again next week. So, guys, remember, if you have any story ideas or anything that you want us to cover and talk about, we are always open to your ideas. Michael and I are here to serve you. Michael, what are we going to listen to say goodnight?
Actually, we're going to listen to the outro of Shelley Wren because we're out of time. So, for At Home with Victoria, I'm Michael Kay, entertainment co-host. Have a great night, everybody. Good night, Victoria.
Good night.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.